The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 417, special feature. Guest host is Jesse Ferguson.
Hello, and welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I'm your guest host, Jesse Ferguson, also known as the Bard of Cornwall on YouTube. I'm a Celtic music performer, recording artist, and YouTuber based in Cornwall, Ontario, Canada. My own music has been featured in the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast over 20 times in the last 10 years. So it's fair to say that our usual host, Mark Gunn, has been a big supporter of my music. I'm very grateful for that support, so when he asked me to guest host an episode, I jumped at the chance. This episode of the podcast will feature music that has a personal connection for me, from artists who have inspired me in my early folk music days, to those I know personally from my area, to those I've performed with live in venues from Canada's East Coast, to my original and current province of Ontario. But on with the music. First, I'll play you Brennan on the Moor off my next CD, The Sally Gardens. I had fun arranging the harmonies in the chorus.
It was Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, bold, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor. 'Tis of a brave young highwayman this story I will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilwood Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. It was Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, bold, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor. One day upon the highway, as young Willie he went down, he met the mayor of Cashel a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, "Young man," says he, "your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me." It was Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, bold, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor. Brennan's wife had gone to town, provisions for to buy. When she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. Said, "Hand to me that tenpenny," as soon as Willie spoke. She handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak. It was Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, bold, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor. Now with this loaded blunderbuss, the truth I will unfold. He made the mayor to tremble, and he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there. So he with horse and saddle to the mountains did repair. It was Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, old, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor. Now Brennan being an outlaw upon the mountains high, with cavalry and infantry to take him they did try. He laughed at them with scorn, until at last was said, by a false-hearted woman he was cruelly betrayed. It was Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, bold, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, bold, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor.
The next two songs are by the now disbanded Cornwall, Ontario group Haggis that were hugely influential in getting me into Celtic music.
Thank you. and I'll take the lower road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Mark me, and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch
was Loch Lomond, followed by Medley of Miners, from the 1999 Haggis album This Ain't Your Mother's Cooking, which can be streamed free on SoundClick.com. A couple of the original members of Haggis have also contributed newer material to this episode, including their drummer Jason Mitchell, whose latest group is called Heroes of the Highland. Here are two of their latest recordings.
Set sail from the fair Cob of Cork. We were bound far away with the cargo of bricks for the fine city hall of New York. In a very fine craft she was rigged for a nap, and oh, how the wild winds drove her. She had 23 masts and withstood several blasts. We called her the Irish Grove. There was Barney McKee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. And a chap called McGurk who was getting stiff of work. And a chap from Westmead called Malone. The Slugger O'Toole, he was drunk as a rule. And fighting Bill Casey from Dover. There was Dooley from Clare who was strong as a bear. And was skipper of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out. The ship lost her way in the fog. And the whole of the crew was reduced onto two. 'Twas myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock with a terrible shock. And then she heeled right over. Turned 9 times around and the poor dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
Drunken sailor, what do you do with a drunken sailor? I am the party.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. I am the morning. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Her lie in the morning. Up till he's sober, throw him in a lock up till he's sober, throw him in a lock up till he's sober. Lie in the morning, way hey, and up she rises, way hey, and up she rises, way hey, and up she rises. Lie in the morning. Put him in the back of the paddy wagon, put him in the back of the paddy wagon, put him in the back of the paddy wagon. Lie in the morning. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Her lie in the morning.
do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? Eye of the morning. Way up she rises. Way up she rises. Way up she rises. Her eye of the morning. Way up she rises. Way up she rises. Way up she rises. Her eye of the morning. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning.
That was The Irish Rover, followed by Drunken Sailor by Heroes of the Highland. The original flute player for Haggis, Brent Santeen, has also gone on to do new recordings and has contributed two to this episode. Here he is performing A Scarborough Settler's Lament with Gary Mallon.
Canada's muddy creeks and Canada's fields of pine. Your land of wheat is a goodly land, but oh, it is not mine. The heathy hill, the grassy dale, the daisy spangled lea, the purling burn and craggy linn, old Scotland's glens give me. No more I'll win by Eskdale Glen or Pentland's craggy comb. The days can ne'er come back again of 30 that's gone. But fancy oft at midnight hour will steal across the sea, and yestereve in a pleasant dream I saw the old country. My view brought childhood's joys to mind. The blackbird sang on Tushy Linn the song he sang lang syne. But like a dream, time flies away. Again the morning came, and I woke in Canada, 3,000 miles from home.
Thank you.
is one of Brent's solo efforts, which incorporates some more electronic elements. Brent Santine's Tear Down the Sink, Dear. Nick Sagan, lead singer of Haggis, was a major influence on my vocal style for folk music. Another of my main influences is our next artist, Scotsman Jim Malcolm. His former work with the band Old Blind Dogs and his solo material have been very important for me. He now records with his wife Susie Malcolm, herself a talented musician. The first track here is the Robbie Burns song, A Man's a Man for All That, followed by a track from Jim and Susie's latest album, Spring Will Follow On.
This is it for us.
our teeth that hangs his head, and all that the coward slave we pass him by, we dare be paid for all that, for all that, and all that our toils obscure, and all that the Yankee's butt, the guinea stamp, the man's the gout, for all that. What though on him lay fair we dine, we're hard and grey and all that. Give fools their silks and knaves their wine, a man's a man for all that. For all that and all that, the tinsel show and all that, the honest man, the wealthy poor, is king. Men for all that. You see, young Bucky caught a lord, was struts and stairs and all that. Though hundreds worship at his word, he's but a coup for all that. For all that and all that, his ribbon star and all that. The man, no independent mind, he lurks and laughs at all that. Can make a belted knight, a marquis, duke and all that. But an honest man's a boon, his might, good faith be manner for that. For all that and all that, the dignities and all that, the pathos, sense and pride of worth are higher rank than that. Then let us pray that come it may, as come it will, for all that, that sense and worth o'er the earth shall bear the gree and all that. For all that and all that, it's coming yet, for all that, that man to man shall brothers be, for all that. For all that and all that, it's coming yet, for all that, that man to man the world o'er, shall brothers be, for all that. Says I, my dearest Molly, come let us fix the time. For ye and I get married, love and wedlock has gone by. For ye and I get married, love, right happy we will be. For ye are the bonny lassie that's to part the road with me.
To part the road with you, sir, cold winter's coming on. Besides, my aged parents have ne'er a girl but one. Besides, my aged parents have ne'er a girl but me. So I'm no the bonny lassie that's to part the road with thee.
Oh, never mind cold winter, love, the spring will follow on. Come sit ye down beside me and I'll sing you a nice song. I'll sing you a nice song while I diddle you on my knee. You're the bonny lassie that's to part the road with me.
Oh,
never be a rhyme. It's on my honest bather's life, I swear I'll be near. I'll busk your bra and feather so you could bear the grief, as the bell no other country runs by the road with me. So she has donned her hose and shin and tae the kirk the game, and lang aye lang aye morning a couple well made in, and lang lang aye morning the troubles well set free. For she's the bonny lassie that's tae,
she's the bonny lassie that's tae,
she's the bonny lassie that's tae by the road with me.
That was Jim Malcolm's A Man's a Man for A' That, and Jim and Susie Malcolm's Pad the Road. The region of Eastern Ontario where I reside has a strong tradition of Celtic music, which derives from the huge influx of Scottish immigrants to the region. The tradition here is alive and kicking, and from my early days getting into Celtic music, it has incorporated pride in our past with embracing modern musical approaches. In that spirit, here are two songs from Glengarry, Ontario band Bang on the Ear.
As we marched on down an old Lymphidian town, I heard my bonny lassie say, "Now don't go to war, now for now when I close my eyes, I see her as my bride." We go dancing on the floor, singing Britain's on the Moor, and as I gaze to the right, I hear that old man cry as he buries another son. Sends a crusto in the ground, and me, I'm all that's left. My four brothers all are dead, but I'll fight till I die, till I die. Well, it's a rising of a 45. We battle now for them, from Glasgow to Dundee, from glen to glen, as Scotland the braves whistles on the waves, the charming sound of the pipes together we unite with blood now on our hands. I start to understand why I fight for one and all, 'twas me I turn to say, it's a rising of that 45. Volcanty Bay, Volcanty Bay, Volcanty Bay, Volcanty Bay, Volcanty Bay, Volcanty Bay, of old Canty 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 Bay. The volcans arise in over 45. It's the rise in over 45. Woo! Well, up Highway 43 in the county Glengarry, there's a party at the Red Barn coming soon. That'll be singing and some dancing, some stout now for your pouncing. We'll keep our hands a clapping for the tune. There's a party at the Red Barn coming soon. They'll be singing and some dancing, some stout now for your pouncing. We'll keep our hands a-clapping for the tune. But I know I'll never stray from the place I lay my head, in the county we all know as the Glen. For I know I'll never stray from the place I lay my head, in the county we all know as the Glen. Time when Jerry made me cry, we were sitting at the Maxville Highland Games, and underneath the tents the crowds they always wept for Mr. Taylor and those old Brigadoons. Well, I know I'll never stray from the place I lay my head, in the county we all know as the Glen. For I know I'll never stray from the place I lay my head, in the county we all know as the Glen.
Rising of the 45 and Thistle and the Rose by Bang on the Ear. The next two songs are by another Glengarry, Ontario group, the Two Paddies. They've long been a fixture of the Glengarry Highland Games in Maxville, which was a crucial place for nurturing my love of Celtic music. Here are their recordings of the Foggy Dew and the Galway Races.
'Twas down the glen one Easter morn, to a city fair rode I. when Ireland's line of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipes did hum, no battle drum did sound its loud tattoo, but the Angelus bell or the Lippy swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town, we flung out the flag of war. 'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Suvla or Sunelbar. And from the plains of Royal Meath, strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's sons with their long-range guns sailed in from the foggy dew. 'Twas England bade our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. Their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves on the fringe of the grey North Sea. But had they died by Pierce's side or fought with Gavaldua, their names we keep where the Fenians sleep beneath the shroud of the foggy. Bravest fell, and the solemn bell rang mournfully loud and clear. For those who died at Eastertide in the springtime of the year. And the world did gaze in deep amaze at those fearless men and true, who fought the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. Who fought the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew.
They went for the dull, for the dilly idle day,
as I rode down to Galway town to seek more recreation. On the 17th of August, me mind been elevated, there was multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station. Me eyes began to dazzle, for I'm going to see the races. With me back, for the dull, for the dithery idle day, it's there you'll see confectioners and sugar sticks and dainties, the lozenges, the oranges and lemonade and raisins, gingerbread and spices to accommodate the ladies, and a big crabbeen for trumpets to be picking while you're able.
With me whack, for the dough, for the dithery idle day.
There you'll see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble-footed dancers a-trippin' o'er the daisies. There are others crying cigars and lights and bells for all the races, and the colours of the jockeys and the prize and horses' ages.
With me whack, fall the dull, fall the dithery idle day.
There you'll see the jockeys as they mounted up so stately, the pink, the blue, the orange, the green, the emblem of our nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. I thought they never stood on ground, their speed was so amazing.
Whip me whack, fall the dull, fall the dithery idle day.
There was half a million people there from all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew and Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but vulture hospitality and loosened French acquaintance. With me what?
Fall the doll, fall the dithery idle day. With me what? Fall the doll, fall the dithery idle day.
Next, we head to Mallorca, Spain, for two tracks from Tin Whistler, a duo of brothers whose videos on YouTube I've been a fan of for years. We Celtic podcasters and YouTubers need to support each other, so I was delighted that they were willing to send us these two tracks.
Thank you.
That was Castle Kelly and the Man of the House, followed by Toss the Feathers and The Ale is Dear by Tin Whistler, from the brothers' first album, available now. When I lived in the east coast of Canada, in particular Fredericton, New Brunswick, I met up with musician Bill Toner. We played a regular gig at a little wine bar called the Sour Grape in a small town called Oromucto. We didn't make much money, but it sure was a lot of fun. Here's a song from Bill's latest group, Different Folk.
Down near the county down one morning last July, from a boarding green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxy elf, sure I shook myself, for to see was surely there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onwards fed, sure I shook my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. Said, says I, to a passerby, who's a maid with a nut brown hair. Well, he smiled at me, and with pride to see, that's a gem of old Ireland's crown. That's Rosie McCann from the banks of the Vance, the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like a fair Colleen that I met in the county down. Harvest fairs, I'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right, for a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe, I'll smoke, no horse, all yoke into my plough with a rust turned brown, and a smiling bride by my own fireside, the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. Yes, from Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down.
The Star of the County Down and Cooley's Reel by Different Folk. I shared the stage with some of its members at least once, and here are a couple of solo tracks from the band's award-winning fiddle player, Catherine Moeller.
Thank you.
That was The Friar's Walk, followed by Sunshower from Catherine Mohler's album Storm Queen. That brings us close to the end of this guest episode, and I'd like to thank Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, for inviting me to take this on. Now that I've put a show together, I have a better appreciation of just how much work it is. If you appreciate all the hard work that he puts into promoting independent Celtic music, I'd encourage you to consider becoming a patron of the podcast on Patreon. Thanks, Mark, for all that you do. I'd also like to thank the artists who contributed their awesome music for me to include. It's been a fun experience. I'll leave you with another song from my next album, The Sally Gardens. The song is written for my lovely wife Laura, and is likely my oldest complete original. I finally got around to recording it for an album, and I hope you like it. Again, this is Jesse Ferguson, the Bard of Cornwall. You can learn more about my work by visiting jessefergusonmusic.com. Thanks for listening.
There dwells in Cornwall a handsome maid whose name is Laura Ann. For her I'll change me roving ways, at least see if I can. For her father said as he shook his head, "No, son, you'll not do. Give up the guitar, forget the bar, and I'll give my last to you." Well, a frosty beer straight from the tap looks well to a thirsty man, but not half as pretty does it seem as me darling Laura Ann. Well, her hair's as dark as a pint of Guinness and as smooth as Capri's cream. To see her is to love her, to find her in your dreams. There can't be found in Cornwall town any finer maid I've seen. So like a baby from its bottle, from the liquor I must wean. Well, a frosty beer straight from the tap looks well to a thirsty man, but not half as pretty does it seem as me darling Laura Ann. Waiting for the flowers of April can seem an eternity, but at Laura's door I'd wait even more and much more patiently. But all this waiting builds a thirst and a throat dry as can be, so I'll head on down to Paddy's pub, to hell with sobriety. Well, a frosty beer straight from the tap looks well to a thirsty man, but not half as pretty does it seem as me darling Laura Ann. Well, a frosty beer straight from the tap looks well to a thirsty man, but not half as pretty does it seem as me darling Laura Ann.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. If you did, go check out Jesse Ferguson Music. .com, where you can find out more about Jesse's music and support him, who so generously supported me by helping put together this podcast, pick songs. And of course, you'll find show notes and all the times of stamps of all the songs. You'll find it over at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.